The gas deal between PetroChina and ExxonMobil is seen as a sign that the resources boom is far from over. In addition to supplying China with gas for 20 years, it will be a massive boost for the West Australian economy. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Peter, good morning. Just how significant will this deal be in economic terms for Australia?
Well, Tony, it's enormously significant, not just for Australia, but also for China as the world pulls out of a recession. It means 2.25 million tonnes of liquefied natural gas will be shipped to China from Western Australia each year. And it comes on the back of another deal where ExxonMobil will sell 1.5 million tonnes per annum of LNG to Petronet of India. So once this work gets underway, rather than the 6,000 jobs that Martin Ferguson mentioned, ExxonMobil believes 10,000 jobs could be provided at the peak of construction. And in West Australian terms, over the long term, that could reap $33 billion for the local economy. Richard Ellis of ExxonMobil says apart from showing relations remain practical with China, it also demonstrates the long-term life left for the resources boom.
It's certainly a very significant deal for ExxonMobil. It's the first time we've sold gas, LNG, to China on a standalone basis. It does commit the remainder of our share of LNG in the Gorgon project. It's the culmination of many years of relationship building and hard work. And it also points to growing confidence in the LNG market, and particularly the importance of China as a buyer of Australian LNG.
Richard Ellis of ExxonMobil there. Peter, you mentioned there 10,000 jobs. That'll no doubt create another skill shortage, or it could. But it looks like a done deal at the moment, but there are some regulatory paperwork ideas to be completed.
That's right. There are some regulatory hurdles to complete, but given the political hoopla, it seems national interest requirements have been satisfied. But there are, of course, environmental concerns, with the West Australian and federal governments recently assuming liability for carbon emissions. But the final sign-off is with the Environment Minister, Peter Garrett, who could well move before the September deadline.
Business editor Peter Ryan, thank you.